Hey guys, the following podcast is a Lady Gang Network and Podcast One production, which means it's going to be awesome.
Thanks for listening and being a part of Mama Said, and thanks in advance for supporting these sponsors in this episode. They help us have this much fun with you every week for free. So enjoy the show.
Well, a boy's best friend is his mother.
No one said being a parent would be easy, but now you don't have to go through it alone. Actress and mother of two, Jamie Lynn Sigler, has teamed up with musician and stay-at-home mother of two, Jenna Paris, to create a safe place where you can confess your worst mommy sins and still feel like you're killing the mommy game. This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Hi, mamas. We have such a good show for you this week. We have the Sklar brothers on. They are twins. They are comedians. They are dads. They are lovely. I love having guys on the show. We talk about babies all the time on Mama Said, but now we're talking about the older kids. So they are here to share their stories with us and to talk about how to, you know, create amazing memories with the older kids. And speaking of amazing memories, I want to talk to you again about my favorite app on my phone right now. It's called Family Album, and it's a family-focused photo sharing app that offers unlimited storage for photos and videos. So I told you guys, this is like my number one go-to app on my phone right now. My in-laws are obsessed with it. They're in Philadelphia. I upload videos and photos all day long to the Family Album app, and they get them and they comment on them, and they just feel like they are here in Los Angeles with me, even though they are not. So it's just a really, really important app to have. I know we all have a million choices of where to store our photos, but Family Album, I promise you, is so easy for the whole family to use. Everyone can upload their own photos and leave comments, and Family Album just builds memories without even thinking about it. They create also, this is the best part, they create these 1 second highlight video collages every 3 months, so there's always new videos to watch and look back on and remember. And Family Album is completely free to use with unlimited photo, yes, unlimited photo and video storage, and is ad-free. So stop what you're doing. It takes 2 seconds to upload this app to your phone. Start making memories now. Download the free Family Album app for iPhone and Android today, or just check them out online at family-album.com. Bye, guys. Enjoy the show.
This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Mama Said. I'm Jamie.
I'm Jenna.
And we are going to get right into our win fails of the week for you.
Great. Sounds good.
Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Win, fail.
Mommy, win. Mommy, fail.
Mommy, win. My win would be that I got, it was Halloween.
Yes,
yesterday.
It was.
FYI. And happy Halloween, everyone.
I have candy in my car.
I've
been eating all morning.
That's awesome.
Like, who eats a Kit Kat for breakfast?
Everyone. Me. What do you mean? Every single parent is eating a Kit Kat for breakfast today. So I got ahead of the game. I got costumes ready. I'm really proud of myself. No one had a meltdown. No one was like having a shit show about their costume.
Oh, how lucky.
I put out a couple fires with Milo. I picked him up from school, and I had all of his costumes shit in my bag, because I was going to go straight to our parents' house. And he kind of flipped out first. He was like, which costume did you bring me? And I was like, Ghostbusters. He was like, what? Because he wanted to be Paw Patrol. And I was like, here's the thing, Milo. I just heard on the news that the best costume of Halloween 2019 is a Ghostbuster. So, like, you are so lucky that you have it. And he's like, oh, my God, great. So he believed me. And he was like, great, I want to be a Ghostbuster.
Nice.
It was such a win. And Daisy was the cutest little Snow White. It was so adorable. And she's like such a – she was kind of like a sassy Snow White last night. it was really cute. I'll show you guys pictures. But my fail is that for the past – and this is not a fail to most of you, but it feels terrible to me. Daisy usually wakes up 6:37. It's – fucking awesome. Milo's always up in the five, sixes, whatever. But at least I have Daisy to, like, yeah, you know, keep me cool. She's been waking up in like the fives lately.
Oh,
she's never done that. So I've been leaving her crying in her crib for over an hour for the last 3 days. And maybe it's a mommy fail. Maybe it's like what I'm supposed to do. But I don't want to get her in the fives.
I
refuse.
Can't do it.
And it's actually killing me. I'm just sticking to it and hoping that it's going to correct itself. But isn't it daylight savings this Sunday?
Yeah, I was going to say one of my wins, actually.
Okay, let's get
my win fail. This is one of my wins, is I'm leaving right before daylight savings.
Lucky,
so I don't have to deal
you,
with that
bitch.
Next week. Also, my other win is Halloween was fun. But Jack's kind of, he's at that age where, I mean, I'm sure Daisy is too, but I forgot how much I loved it, where their world starts to just explode and his language and his communication and his personality really coming out. He's just shy of two and it's really fun.
Yeah.
It's really, really fun. On the flip side, my fail is, holy shit, does this kid have tantrums?
Mm.
I was escaped
this
with
Bo. Tell me a little bit about this.
He does the like jelly arms where he like makes himself where like you can't hold him.
I hate that.
And you know he's like 30 plus pounds, so he's like a lot of weight.
He's the size of my son.
Yeah.
Who's four.
Yeah. He's vicious. He's obsessed with our juicer to the point where I've had to stop juicing in the morning because if I don't juice anything again, he opens cabinets, throws pots and pans, throws himself on the floor, literally bounces back from the front of the house to the back of the house screaming, celery!
Oh my God.
Celery! So we hit it and I don't do celery juice anymore.
Wow.
Because
you're sacrificing your own health
my
for
own
his
health.
Tantrum.
Yeah. For the
awesome.
Past 4 days at least.
Nice.
So yeah, I've got that going on. But again, I'm leaving. So there's my win. So
Yay.
There you go. That's for you, ladies. We'll be right back with the Sklar brothers, Randy and Jason, to talk all about when kids are getting older and how to make the most of our time with them, which Jen and I will hopefully get some perspective and more appreciate more of how much time we're actually having to spend with them. So we'll be right back.
This may be a silly question, but do you mamas experience stress or have anxiety or chronic pain or have trouble sleeping at least once a week? Well, you're not alone. Me too. And personally, you know that I love CBD. I'm an advocate for it. I've talked about it many, many times, and I found a company that is perfect for you mamas. It's Feels. It's premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. You don't have to leave, taking all the stress out for you. It naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. Just a few drops of Feels under your tongue, and you will feel the difference within minutes. It relaxes you. It just takes that edge off all of the stress of an entire day. Trust me, we get it, and this is here to help. Feels has me feeling my best every day, and it can help you too. Become a member today by going to feels.com/mama, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/mama to become a member and get 50% off, automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. Feels.com/mama.
I know we have so many choices for makeup brands, but I want to tell you about my new favorite. It's called Thrive Cosmetics. They are both vegan and cruelty-free and paraben and sulfate-free. That is so important to me, and it should be very important to you. Their products are incredible. They provide amazing coverage. They highlight your best features. I am so obsessed with their highlighter. I put it under my brow. It's a little shimmery, and it looks like I have got an eyebrow wax every single time I use it. I'm not kidding. Everything is amazing. Their mascara is amazing. Their CC cream is amazing. And you guys, they give back. So every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help women who are in need to thrive. And those causes include emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, and fighting cancer. I can't say enough amazing things about the product, but also I love what they're doing for this world. Use it for us. Get some for a stocking stuffer. Treat yourself, mamas. You deserve it. Just try it. So how can you try it? Well, you can start thriving and help women in need today by going to thrivecosmetics.com/mama and enter code MAMA for 15% off your first purchase. That's thrivecosmetics.com/mama and enter code MAMA for 15% off. thrivecosmetics.com/mama.
And now back to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Okay, we are back with Randy and Jason Sklar, a.k.a. the Sklar Brothers. They are writers, comedians, and actors who you would know from many things, just as MTV's Apartment 2F, which they wrote and starred in, as well as CSI, Children's Hospital, Law & Order, Entourage, Grey's Anatomy, It's Always Sunny, Better Call Saul, amongst so many other things, including a Netflix stand-up special. They are husbands and dads, and we are so excited to have them on. So please welcome Jason
Thank
and Randy.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Guys.
Is that all right?
First of all, because we were here for the opening segment, my oldest daughter's name is Daisy.
Really?
So I have a Daisy. You don't hear Daisies, no. But I have a 14-year-old Daisy.
Wow.
You have to show me a picture.
I will. Okay. We can do it now or we can do it later. We'll do it later.
Yeah,
but she's amazing.
Will you tell us about your kids and their names so as we reference them?
Right.
Through
and I was getting the lay of the land. You have
a 4 and a 2.
Four and a two. Milo and Daisy.
6 and almost 2.
6 and 2. Okay, so interesting. So you have a 4-year split. You
and have, I have
a 2-year
like
split.
Something.
So I'm like you. I have a 12-year-old named Georgia and a 14-year-old named Daisy. Yeah.
Great name.
Thanks.
You have like a very sexy radio voice.
No, do I think?
Whoa. Jeez.
Oh, so
she's like you, not so
calm
much.
Down,
yeah, not
Jenna.
You. You sound too Jewy. No, I have.
Ditto.
I have. You do me. Come on. So
yeah,
I have an 11-year, almost 11-year-old son, Liev, and I have a daughter, Noah, who's almost 6.
Aww.
So his age split is a little
similar.
5 years
on
yours. And so it's interesting because that does affect. First of all, it's incredibly, you know, our lives are very similar. We're comedians. We're in a comedy team. So usually we're doing a lot of stuff together. So if we're on the road doing, like last weekend, we were in Denver for 5 days doing stand-up shows.
Which, by the way, family loves.
Loves.
They love
when
you're
when
gone
we go
on the road.
Do
no,
they?
No. They
do not.
Hate it. It's the worst.
Wait,
it's
how far apart are you guys?
So we're twins.
Five minutes
apart.
Yeah.
We're twins.
Yeah.
So you're kind of seeing like.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I knew that.
Well, we don't call ourselves.
Jenna, you wouldn't. Minutes?
Listen,
what are you asking?
We don't call ourselves the Sklar twins. We call ourselves the Sklar brothers.
Brothers.
And that's actually a conscious thing.
You really don't look a lot alike. You look like brothers, but you're obviously not.
Twins.
You're
identical.
Fraternal.
They're fraternal.
No, we're identical, actually. We are. Yeah.
There are. Well, is the glasses are throwing you off.
Glasses are throwing you, but yeah. So, like,
and
again.
And heavier beard.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So we are, you know.
Way to throw us off.
We live this life where we're doing similar things. But it's interesting because he's got a son that's different. You know, I have two girls. That's just different. My girls are older. So I'm like a few steps ahead of where he's at.
Yes.
Does your girl look up to his girls?
Loves him. It's interesting because
my oldest son and his youngest daughter are like a year and a few months apart.
They're like, they really kind of act like brother and sister.
That's
it's interesting.
So cute.
Wow.
I love both of your kids' names.
Yeah,
thank you.
Israeli names?
Liev is actually, Noah is an Israeli spelling of that name, N-O-A, for a girl and rare for a girl, but common in Israel. And then Liev is actually a Russian name.
Oh, it's Russian.
Yes.
I love it.
It means stolen server. I'm kidding.
That's awesome.
It means lock him up.
It means we stole your election.
Your wife is a fertility specialist?
So my wife is a psychologist, and she started a hashtag and then an Instagram site called I Had a Miscarriage, and it's
become a
landing
page. It's a big thing.
For a lot of people to share their stories because her sort of, you know, from her writing, I mean, she's a therapist and just sees people in a private practice, but from her writing, it is a way to sort of normalize miscarriage because, as we all know, it happens very often and people are ashamed and feel like it's their fault. And
it's happened to both of us.
So really?
Yes. So we have experienced it. That's part of the reason why there's a gap between our kids, the age of my two kids. But she's writing a book right now as well about it, about her experience, and then sort of a way for us to all sort of like part memoir, part manifesto, which is kind of amazing. And I think she's hoping to change the conversation.
I hope she does.
I hope she comes on here. We've got to have her on here.
You do. And it's wonderful. And it's the kind of thing that, like, you know, the second you mention it at all, I'm sure you guys have experienced this, or I don't know if you've experienced a miscarriage, but if you mention it or someone mentions it, 2 or 3 other people
Absolutely.
Are always like, oh, that happened to me. And it doesn't matter when it happened, and it's not
it
about
doesn't matter
comparing.
How like
comparing if it's like happened 6 weeks versus, you know,
6 years ago, it's six, still
it doesn't it, and it affects everyone, and there's a chance for everyone to just be like, hey, this is normal, this happens a lot, and it's nothing you did.
No.
And it sucks. And sometimes it's not about, well, mine was worse than yours. It's more, and that's sort of what my wife's message
that's
is.
That's beautiful.
More about like, hey, let's just be there for each other. Let's talk about how it sucks and let's, you know, experience it together.
Yeah. We had a guest on recently who is like the smartest person we've ever met. Mm-hmm. And she herself went through a miscarriage, and she said she didn't celebrate it, but was like, wow, my body is pretty incredible
that it figured out something was wrong, this baby was protecting both of us. Yes.
Yeah. It's a different
situation. She said it's more the psyche. It's obviously once you figure out you're pregnant, it's the planning and the everything that you go into.
Right. What dies is the future. Right. And not just what you're
so, you know, I have older kids. My wife just turned 50 last year. We went to Burning Man for the first time last year.
And then,
crazy. So,
you guys
Cool. So thank you. So,
how was the burn?
It was good, man. It was good, brah. You know, the plier provided. I'm just kidding. So, Jamie, we should go. I was dying to go.
Can you imagine Mama said,
do you know, every year my friend Nikki goes and she's like, is it this year? I'm like, not yet. My kids are still too young.
Yeah, they're too young. I mean, there is a lot of, like, you know, even with my kids the age.
There's a lot of balls on bicycle seats. A lot of naked dudes riding around.
Although people do bring their kids in. You can bring your kids when they're young. You would not want to. You don't want to do it. But, you know, like, some kids are just too young to understand. I could never bring my kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not going to go this year because my youngest daughter is having her bat mitzvah, like, around that time. Thank you. So, but.
Are people having sex there in front of you?
At her bat mitzvah? Yes. Just kidding. No, at
Burning
Man.
Is that what they do now?
They're burning Randy in effigy at her bat mitzvah.
It's going to be fun. People are all over each other. It's a really fun, beautiful, drug-filled, like, romp.
Enlightening, sexual.
Not, you know, people
it's different things to different. Free,
there's an orgy dome. I'll just put it that way. That people go to. That is just,
so. There's a place to do it.
There's a place to do it. It's not all out in the open, but people are having a good time, and you know, it is really, really. I can say it's really fun. We came back from Burning Man the first time, and then 6 weeks later, my wife, who was 50, and we're like, we're done with kids. We do not want kids. She's like, my boobs hurt. And I was like, oh my God, no. We both were like, no, that's what? How can your boobs hurt? Right. She's like, it hurts like I'm pregnant. Oh, she peed on a stick and called me and was like, we are pregnant.
This past time?
This was this past year. We went just this past time, but this is like the year before. Yeah. And we're like, and it was crazy because we were like, we cannot have this kid. Yeah. There's just no human way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are a couple years away from putting our oldest into college.
Right.
And like, I can't even imagine starting over with what you guys were talking about.
It was hard for me 5 years later.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm still like, wait, what? So like, both of us were like, no, both of us thankfully were like, I don't know what to do. This is not something we want in our lives. But there was a tiny little bit where we're like, well, I guess we'll just try and make it work if it happens,
Right.
But then in those 2 or 3 weeks, we're like, we have to think about the next 18 years of our lives.
Right.
At least, I mean, and beyond.
Yep.
And then, you know, kind of like your friend who came on here and said it, you know, her body just rejected it and it didn't work and it didn't ultimately grow and it, you know, was miscarried. But it was a crazy time, and we took our opportunity to be like, well, that was insane that we just were flat, you know, fast forwarded 18 years in our lives, but we're grateful and thankful that it didn't happen. It didn't go that way. It went the way that it did because now.
But that's not always the case. I mean, there are people who are trying to get pregnant and go through
IVF and just tons of other
things. My wife sees those people in practice all the time, and it's really hard. It's people go through intense stuff. Imagine it goes all the way through and having a death or a stillborn child. Like, there is an intense world around all that stuff.
Which is a very intense world that's far away from the world of comedy.
Yes, it is.
Totally. Yeah. So let's talk about our crazy kids.
It's beautiful what they did. So we're going to take a quick break, let you all take a deep breath, and then we're going to talk about our topic of the day, which is kids getting older, possibly slipping out of our hands, and how to make the most of our time with them. So we'll be right back. We have a new sponsor, Mama, and I was absolutely blown away by how good their French bubbly tastes. I love champagne. I think you guys know that. And this is called Luc Belair. And let me tell you, it is perfect. The holiday season is here for Christmas brunch, Thanksgiving appetizers. My God, I can't recommend it enough. It is made by a family of 6th-generation winemakers that oversee the production of each bottle of Luc Belair in France. And they have beautiful, unique cuvées. The number one is French Rosé, plus Luxe
Gold, and Lux Rosé. Each bottle is crafted and with taste and tradition in mind. They look lavish and beautiful, the packaging, everything, and we want you in on this with us. So for the Luc Belair experience, and so you can love it as much as I do, we've arranged for all our listeners to get 30% off their first order by going to lucbelair.com/mama. That's lucbelair.com/mama for 30% off your first order. lucbelair.com/mama.
This is Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Okay, we're back. Sorry, we're talking about bar and bat mitzvahs. All right. So Jen and I are still in the phase of like, holy shit, yeah. I need a break.
Yes.
But also moments, I have moments, and I'm sure you can feel too, with our six-year-olds, mm-hmm. where I'm like, it's not a baby anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, there's many times where he's like, Mommy, don't hold my hand. Can you not walk me into school? And I'm like, thank God I have another one because this would be really hard.
Yeah, I mean, I had an 11-year-old last night on Halloween. He's like, I'm out. And then he just started like running down the street with his friends and he was gone. And then I was like happy to be like walking with a kid up to the door.
Yeah.
So yeah, it happens. What happens, what we realize when kids are very little, because Randy was just cleaning out his daughter's
I was cleaning out her bookshelf.
The older one.
Because in her room, she's 14, like we had all the books of when she was a kid. And I'm like cleaning out these books. And
fairy tales.
Okay. First of all, so we had all these fairy tale books. And I'm like, I have not read them in a long time. It's been like 13, 12 years. And I'm reading through the books. And I'm like, these are the weirdest stories ever. Why did we read these
so
kids
trippy.
To our kids?
You know what I realized is when your kids are really little, all you want to do is get them to sleep.
Yep.
That's it. All day long.
Yeah,
put them down. Put them down.
What you read.
Put them down. Put them down.
Put
and
them
even
down.
Just the word put them down is like what you say when you were like ready to end someone's life.
Totally.
Put them down.
Execution
I got to go upstairs
style.
And put them down. Put a pillowcase on his head. Put him back.
Face against the wall. It's Narcos.
It's fucking,
put him down.
It's Pablo Escobar. Put that shit down.
My husband gets home from work and 10 minutes later is my big one's bedtime. The baby's usually asleep already.
Put him down.
And he's like, all right. And I'm like, you just got
I
home.
Know.
That's been enough.
Put
that's
down.
What Neil did last night on Halloween, and it was like supposed to be like, you know, like a little bit more of a special night. We got home, and he was like, all right, everyone, up the stairs, in the bath.
Put
and I'm
down.
Like, when have you ever cared this much?
He
wanted a break.
Dude, yeah. They just want put him down.
Put them
put
down.
Put them down.
So we,
that's
so,
the title of this episode.
And then I'm reading the fairy tales. I'm like, these read like police blotter from Florida. Like if you were to put a Florida man or a Florida woman at the front of the plot of a fairy tale, it makes sense.
Florida woman breaks into house,
the
eats their
crime
food, breaks a chair, and is found sleeping in the kid's bed.
That's so true.
You know? That is meth and Goldilocks in Tampa Bay.
Florida man kisses a dead woman and tries to marry her.
You know
okay,
what you
that's
should do?
That's Molly and
you should reread them with your wife and what smoke weed at the same time. Like
dude,
just one night.
I'm telling you.
Florida woman lures two children to her house using breadcrumbs and tries to eat their
that's
face.
That's bath salts and Tallahassee.
Wait.
Florida woman gets a DUI trying to drive a pumpkin. Okay, that is
everywhere
in Florida. Yeah. Anyway, but the point
one
is that like
captive having to clean the house.
Yes. What
Dude.
Is this? So it is. So I was reading through that. And I was like, God, man, we were in a different state of mind. So the state of mind that you guys are in is like a long and distant memory for me. But what happens is you switch. The shift happens and it goes directly from, I feel like, we got to get these kids to sleep, we got to sleep, to suddenly like, oh, no, they're slipping away. I want to be with them so much and now they don't want to be with me anymore. So
I let my kids for the first time post-Halloween miss school today. I was like, you guys can sleep late or you guys can just not go to school today,
which school is the number one thing in our house. I'm like, you better get good grades.
Yeah.
If you want to go to a good school, you have, and I have one in high school now. I'm like, it is everything about that.
Do they take school seriously?
Yes, they do. And it's interesting because they're different. So my older daughter is in a performing arts high school downtown LA. She's
cool.
At VAPA.
How cool.
For grand arts, for acting. She's great and she's amazing. amazing and funny and cool, and she's just an interesting, great kid who is very, she's academic as well. She'll get stuff done. But, like, you know, the technology now is that parents can look at their grades and you can see right. online kind of how they're doing and whatnot. And, hey, this assignment got missed. So and we are now we are really involved in our kids' lives, so much so that it's almost like we've been married. Almost too involved. We've been married, you know, like
is
to our kids.
Is there such a thing? You think?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, not – no. There's never such
there's
a thing
as too involved.
But there are consequences to being so involved. So I'll be like, how's science going? Meaning that there's and she's like, what do you want? What it's right. almost like the way a married couple would be like, right. what are you getting at? I was like, I don't know.
Do you get the emails?
Yeah. So that's the thing that hurts the most. But, you know, my kids are, it's interesting. My youngest daughter, who's 12, she's in middle school. She had a crazy thing happen where she had, four of them made costume. They made their costume. Deconstructed Teletubbies. It was a great idea for a costume they made these headbands. They were all the different colors. So the headbands were the headbands that the Teletubbies wear. So they weren't in like giant Teletubby costumes. They were just in the colors. And they were all four going to trick or treat. And then one of the girls, who's a really good friend of hers, was like, oh, me and this other girl are going to go to this other area of town and trick or treat. So it like just pulled the rug out from under. So you talk about it. You guys were talking about wins and losses at the beginning. So it was potentially a huge loss. The second thing is she's one of her elective classes at school is that she's in this thing called leadership where they, you know, it's not student government, but it's this thing where they plan a bunch of stuff at school and they have to kind of work the things that are potluck dinner for the parents. They're like helping serve the food. So it's, she's like, I shouldn't have done this. She is very much regretted having this be her elective, but it's kind of cool that she's doing it. It's responsibility out of that being just a kid who everybody does stuff for.
Right.
So they stupidly planned a Halloween dance on Halloween, which was so dumb that like there'd be a dance from like 3 to 5 at the school and then would need to be cleaned up. And she's like, I can't believe this is my favorite holiday ever, Halloween. And I have to be at this stupid dance and like work the bathrooms. And so she's already mad.
What
and,
is work the bathroom?
I don't know. Just make
Did
sure
she
people
have, like the tray with the candy.
Yeah.
And, like, cologne and like, deodorant.
Pulls out a little,
you know, like the blue juice.
Yeah. Right. Would you like a cigarette? So she had to like do that. And then, this whole thing happened with her friend, and it basically blew up her Halloween plans. So we were staring at like a big loss, a big emotional loss, and it was our job to kind of turn it around.
Did your wife have to kind of talk about it before, like you made a plan of action before you spoke to her? And
no, I mean, my wife and I serve to rile each other up to the point of terrible. Like, we're like, well, that's it. She's not going to have any more friends anymore. Yeah, she's going to be homeless. Like, I mean, we go to the worst place ever at the middle of like,
and then
we go to the brink, and then we're like, okay, we got to handle this. And so we both, I mean, we had to work last night. We did stand-up shows at the Comedy Store.
Two nights ago.
I want to go to
one of your stand-up shows.
You got to come. Comedy Store, the Improv, and we did the show at the Hammer Museum all in that one night. And they're like carving pumpkins and kind of getting it ready for the next day. And that's when all this went down. And so, you know, it was so delicate the way we had to handle it. And she still had one friend that she was going to do stuff with. And our plan was like, okay, now we got to let her stay home from school after Halloween. Oh. Now we just have to really make sure that she's having a good time and make sure that, you know, are you doing what you want to do? Is this what you want to do? And I walked with her to meet her friend in our neighborhood because there's like a great street in Silver Lake where they do all the it's great. And so we walked, we met her friend, and then I just let her go. Her and her friend just go off, and she got a tote bag full of candy so big it broke the tote bag. She was so she came home, and then this is who she is. She just organized all the candies
into all the different things.
It was great. And I was like, so you had a good time. You know, so in the end, it wound up being
But is she mad at her friend? I just need to know.
So it's still out there. It's like, we don't know, because this is a friend of
hers. That's part of being a teenage girl.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember crying. Yes.
Yeah.
I can remember crying to my parents about like how some of my friends were treating me.
Yeah.
And my dad being clueless on like what to say. Yeah. But like they're just being like, this is just part of it. Like, you'll be friends next week.
Oh, and we love the – and her parents are good friends.
Of course.
The other kids' parents are good friends of ours. So, like, I'm like, you guys got to work this out.
Right.
What has to happen is you need to eventually say to her, hey, that hurt me. That hurt my feelings because I was really looking forward to hanging out with you. And I love how our friendship – because they didn't go to school together and – elementary school, but now they're in school together here, but they were friends from being really, you know, I'm like, she was like, I'm so, was so excited that our friendship has really grown to this point. She's not that type of person to get, my older one would get into all of that stuff. So she's a more of an, it's an interesting kid. She's in gymnastics. She does it 4 days a week.
Wow.
She's like a physical being.
Yeah.
More than.
But that's an interesting point about being, I mean, so you're involved. Like, as you were saying, my dad was clueless. Like, we know.
We're in it.
Like, we're in it. Part of that is because, you know, we're comedians, and so we have a little flexibility in our days, and we can pick our kids up. We can coach their team. Like, I coach my sons. I'm one of the coaches. I can't be the head coach because we go out of town every few weekends to do stand-up. But, like, I'm one of the coaches.
What's the real reason you're not a head coach?
Because I don't really know what I'm doing. No, because there are times where I'm like, I need to be like making phone call, or like someone will call me and I'll be in the dugout like taking a phone call, and like I'm like, I don't know that I'm allowed to be doing this. But I was talking to a friend. One time I was talking to my friend in the dugout, and their coach on the other team was just like yelling at his kids, like yelling, like old school, like, like you see that in the world. And
bad news bears.
That's the coach I want for my kids.
Yeah. Right?
I'm like, well, you don't want this.
You don't want this. He was like, he was out of control, right? And so I'm on the phone with my friend who's in New York, and I'm like, this guy's out of control. And she was like, you should talk to him. And I was like, yeah, I should talk to him.
Oh, God.
And she's like, you're
still talking to me. Like,
yeah. I was like, no, I'm going to talk to him. She's like, yeah, get off the phone and talk to him. I'm like, yeah, I'm a little nervous because I've never really confronted anyone before. All right. But then he like, and he has twin boys. So like, I don't know why it like struck something in me. Like when I was a kid, I'm like, I'm going to go talk to this guy. Right. So end of the inning. We're in the third base dugout. I make a beeline across the thing, and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm going to say to this guy, and I'm not a confrontational guy. And this dude's like a personal trainer, like
big roided out.
Oh, God.
Like I'm a little nervous.
So I'm like,
he was nervous.
I didn't know what to say. So I was like, I think I said like, hey, bro, I got to talk. Like, hey, bro.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah.
Words he's never used.
Like I'm at a Sublime concert. I'm like, hey, bro.
Hey, bro. What's up, bro?
That was the right intro.
Hey, bro. What's going on? I got to talk to you. I got to talk to you. And he turns around and he looks at me and he's like, oh, yeah, well, I got to talk to you first.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh my God,
you're going to get hit.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get knocked out like in front of my kid. It's going to be the most embarrassing thing. This is going to be the worst. Like, I'm already in way too deep and I'm way too close to this dude. And I'm like, so my response is respond loud enough so that other people can come in and help me.
Totally.
So I'm like, oh, yeah, what do you got to say? Like, to other people? What, say it to my face. Like, so loud. What do you got to say? And he looks at me and he was like, I love it when you and your brother fill in for Jim Rome on the radio. And I just looked at him for a second. I was like, keep up the good coaching, man.
He just folded all of his ideals.
Hey, yell at some of our kids, man.
By the way, great lesson to defuse a fight. Give a compliment.
No, like if you get cut. So later, we see that same guy. This is a nightmare. You see that same guy on the basketball thing. And this is the kind of guy who like runs a full court press when they're up by 30 points. And I'm like, lay off, bro.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? And he's yelling at his kids the whole game. And his kids, who I now like hate as kids, like I'm now transferred.
They're now the kids from the Cobra Kai, and who are like being mean to other kids when you don't even know if they are or they aren't.
Like, what are you guys going to be for Halloween? Skeletons? And they're going to beat up some kid? You fucking assholes. All right. So I'm like, who are these guys? Right. So I immediately hate them and they're whipping our team and I'm grabbing my son and we're going to leave. And the kids come over and they're like, hey, and I'm like, what? I'm like so mad. I'm like, I hate him. And they're like, are you and your brother are on, you have a twin brother. I was like, yeah. And they're like, you guys are on Mighty Men. That's a kid show that we did. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, we love you guys.
Like, damn it.
I'm like, stop liking my work.
Yeah.
All of you. Your whole family.
Hate you.
Because I'm telling you right now, I need to hate you.
They're your biggest fans.
They are literally, you guys got to stop. You're ruining this narrative.
He's going to invite you over to dinner.
He is. He's going to be like, were you guys in the prime gig with Vince Vaughn? I'm like, we had the OC.
Please! How do you know that?
He's going to be like, do you want to come over for Shabbat?
Yeah, let's just hang, guys.
So I'm going to paint a picture for you guys just because we did this a couple weeks ago. And this was, it was a couple weeks ago. This was so awesome. This, like, to me was because we love, we're comedy, we're sports fans, we love music. We love, love, love music. Mm. So, I mean, I'm going to try and take my family to the Wiltern to see the band Whitney this Saturday, okay? But we went, all of us, to see Vampire Weekend.
That's cool. So cool.
The Hollywood Bowl. So, and I'll show you guys pictures of that later.
Jealous.
Too. But we went as a family, and I remember our first concerts that we went to, like when we were kids in St. Louis and we were dumb.
We won tickets to see Huey Lewis in the News.
Was that, wait, this is your first concert?
No, our first concert ever was Loverboy and Joan Jett. And then the second concert was Genesis.
Like, how hot is Joan Jett?
We just didn't know. Like, she's so cool and hot. Anyway, and we saw Journey and we saw REO Speedwagon. I mean, these are the
Genesis. Yes.
But I remember going to the arena and we had, you know, friends of ours who, or older brothers who would take, or like Hebrew school teachers who would like take us. I mean, because our parents wouldn't do it.
Our parents were just too old and not connected enough to want to do
it. Meanwhile, like we have a record player in our house and like tons of records, and I'm the one who does all the morning stuff because I let my wife sleep in the morning. She makes dinner. Wow. She's a way better cook than me, and so, she does the dinner. But I do the breakfast and the lunches and get them ready and the coffee and feed the dog and all that other stuff so that she can sleep a little bit.
Okay,
and then,
Daniel.
Do you want an award?
Yeah, I won an award. But my reward is that I get to pick whatever music we all listen to in the morning. So nobody tells me we're not going to listen to that. So you want to listen to Father John Misty. We're going to listen to the Fleet Foxes. We're going to listen to Vampire. So
you have very good taste in music, clearly.
We play them. Thank you. But we play them. And we're like, you guys got to know this music. It's great for you to know every popular song. Like, literally be on the tip of every single popular song that's out there. You guys should know it because mm-hmm. that's what kids do. Like, we knew all the popular songs when we were that age, but you should also know all this other stuff. Like, you should know that the second side of Rolling Stone's Tattoo You, which is an older album which shouldn't have been so great, is probably the best side of any album ever, and you guys should know that.
And this is a connection they're going to have with you forever. And it's going to be something that's like in their back pocket that makes them extra cool when they're college.
In college. Yes.
And this is like those
but
little things
out.
That are going to come out that
the best
paid off.
And the time you put in now actually means something later. That's
exactly. And music is such a connection. I just want to say, I mean, my best memories with my dad, and he passed away when I was young, but these are my memories. Music is my memory with my dad because he was an amazing guitar player. Mm. And he was in a band and rock bands my whole life. But now when I listen to Jeff Beck and Steely Dan, and you know, the Stones, and I just know such obscure albums because of him, and like those are my best memories, sitting in his car and listening to Jeff Beck guitar riffs over and over and over again. And so it's so special that you have that. So I was not allowed to listen to anything pop with my mom and dad. I didn't know NSYNC. I didn't know Backstreet Boys. I was clueless, and I'm a little annoyed about that.
You know,
it's coming back. Well, we had MTV, obviously, when we were kids.
So we would just go over to people's houses and after school
now,
watch 3 hours of videos.
You know where people are learning their music is TikTok.
TikTok. So that, like TikTok that is, that's a whole other thing. We'll come back on another episode and get you guys ready for TikTok.
We've seen TikTok.
TikTok is intense.
So no, but this is a great moment because we listen to, you know, we try and listen to all the best indie rock that's coming out right now because we love that stuff. And so there was an indie rock song by this band, and it's a great song, Beach Bunny. It's called Prom Queen. Phenomenal song.
So good.
It's on Alt Nation.
Yeah, it's maybe on there, but they definitely
play SiriusXMU.
They play it all the time. Yeah. And it's a great song, but it's a great song about like a girl who's like, you know, watch my calories and watch what I'm eating just so I can be the prom queen. And like, you want me to be, I'll be pretty for you and this and that, but in a sarcastic way. It's a great message to give to like 14 and 12-year-old girls. And so they heard it on TikTok and they love it. And then it comes on SiriusXMU. They're like, we know this song. So that was a great moment. But we're at the concert and my oldest daughter, like her favorite song of Vampire Weekend is from one of their first albums. And she was like, I hope they play it. I was like, I don't know if they're going to play it. They might just play the whole new album. Yeah. This is what, you know, you're not that well versed in concerts. I've been to like dozens of them and sometimes they just play the new stuff and maybe they won't get to it. And they weren't getting to it. And it's such a small thing, but then they played it like three quarters in, and she was like jumping up and down excited, and I was like, "This is
a memory forever."
This is why I have
We're all here.
Yeah.
We're all here
and
at this
you
show.
You guys are at a point where, you know, like, if we make the analogy that it's like a hill, okay? You guys are pedaling up the hill, and the view is still nice every once in a while, and you do love what you're doing, but there's a lot of moments where that hill gets steep, and you're like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what parenting is in the early, early stage. But then you get to some point where you start to, you know, it levels off, mm-hmm. and it gets a little easier, and then you start going downhill, you take your feet off, and you enjoy, or you're doing something with your kids, and you still have that gorgeous view, and they're your kids, and mm-hmm.
you are going to make mistakes. You will make so many mistakes. However, as long as you're there, and you're there with them, and you're present with them, and you're hanging out with them, that stuff doesn't matter. Like, mistakes are mistakes.
Yeah, that's what my dad tells. I always refer to my dad because I thought he was a wonderful dad and worked, had two jobs my whole childhood, but was still always there for the important things and is the best grandfather.
That's great.
Ever. And when I first had my son, he gave me four pieces of advice that I'm going to share that I think pertain to this. So he said, every day have one connect time, whether it's 25 minutes, just like, connect with him, engage with him, talk to him, make him look you in the eye.
Put the phone away. That's a hard one to do. That's when your dad didn't have to deal with that. But
no, when I tell Beau that he can't have his iPad, I also can't have my phone.
No.
But there are, you know, we also have to draw the line of, like, grown-ups have different roles than kids because sometimes my son can start to feel like we're all equal and we're not.
Yeah, they're not.
A daily ritual. So for us, it's at nighttime. Like, the ritual at nighttime that we do is like, I help him brush his teeth and we sit and then I lay in his bed and we, so we have that. So I grew up never being able to eat dinner out of my house.
Wow.
We always, until my brothers were older and then I was older and then it just got harder because I was acting and stuff. But dinner, we always had to be home from every play date, every activity. Sat as a family, no television.
I feel like that's such
And I was, it was so, so mad at it.
Yeah.
But now I look back and it was the
Thank
best.
Thank God you did it.
Yes.
Great
And
call.
Then schedule time, at least either, if you can't do it once a week, once a month, to do an activity of their choice.
Yes.
So but what would make you happy to do with me today? Mm-hmm. It's usually bowling or Dave and Buster's or something. And those are like, and he'll recall them all the time. Like, remember that time?
Yeah.
And it just...
Totally.
It makes me feel better in those moments where I am feel like I'm fucking everything.
I mean, if you do those things on a regular basis or try and achieve those things on
just
a regular basis, that's better. That is building the foundation that your dad very clearly laid for you.
Yeah.
That for you and your kids too. At this point, like I said, I have teenagers, and I was so scared of having like teenage daughters in LA. I was like, Jesus Christ.
I was going to actually ask you. We probably don't have enough time, but I was going to ask, like, what about the sex talks? But
so we, I mean, you know, you kind of have to talk about it. And then we can get like deep because we can. We'll come back again and talk about it because there's some like heavier issues of. You got to worry about now with kids and vaping and who they're hanging out with and who they're DMing on if they have, you know, like Instagram and whatever. So, and social media as a whole, social media.
TikTok is actually a social media app. It's not just a
Really?
Yeah. And so like.
They can communicate on it.
Well, and they can block each other on it. So when a kid gets blocked by someone who he thought was his friend, that happens.
So this is my one thing that I've learned, and this is important. You guys should take it everywhere. No matter how bad the thing is that you're dealing with is you will come out of it.
Yeah.
So even if it's a fight with your kid, I always kind of secretly, this is going to sound so terrible, but I secretly, in the worst part of whatever fight I'm having with one of my daughters, I kind of love it because I know that like there will be a reconciliation at some point here. And we're teaching our kids you're teaching your kid how to be in a relationship when they're older.
Yes.
So, I mean, it happens not like I hold on to fights longer than my son does. My son's 11 and there are times where like I'm mad at him for something so mad, a disrespectful moment, something I hang on to it for so long.
And he can let it go easier.
He'll be like,
he's teaching you.
Dad, come on, I love you. And I'm like, I'm not ready. And then I'm like,
yeah, but like they're, you know, and as long as it's coming from like the, because there is, you know, we've all been in relationships. We've all been, you know, if you're married, there is a very specific type of apology you require from your mate if they've wronged you in any way, shape, or form. They can't just be like, all right, I'm sorry. Like, that doesn't do it. You need listen, I fucked up. I'm so sorry.
Your voice has to go down.
Your voice has to go down. You'd be like, all right, buddy, I'm
I screwed up.
No. You can't be like, I can't, all right, fine.
Your shoulders have to go forward.
Shoulders forward. You're like,
head tilted to the left.
Right.
But you know,
eye contact. You need that apology, but you are teaching your kids how to be in a relationship with somebody else, because you're like, you need to apologize to me for what happened earlier. Your behavior is unacceptable. Mm-hmm. What you just put mom through, or what you just did here, what you did, that is unacceptable. In what circumstances would that be allowed?
Right.
So you need to come back to us to, like, we won't move forward until the apology comes forth. So I know there's like, or if it's our fault, we apologize in a way of like, you know what? We screwed that up. That is not fair what we just did to you. I was taking some shit that I had from this thing at work that bothered me, and then this thing.
Yeah, or even if you reflect on it and come back the next morning and say, hey, I was sorry I was so upset last night. I just was
even you saying
teach them
that
to
teaches
do
them
it.
If you apologize to them, they feel like, oh, I'm worthy enough to receive an apology. They're not always right all the time.
Right.
And so when you do, it's just one of those things that it's like, it's this living organism that you are just working with at all times if you care about it. I mean, if, you know,
everyone
does, but like, we have friends that, you know, we know people that have kids and they're just like, I can't deal with this. And they're just on the road all the time, or they're over there and they're like,
they work. They go to work at 6 a.m. They come home at 8:30 at night. They see kids for like 30 minutes and they're like, I'm out. So
there's all different types of parents, but we appreciate the type of parents you are.
Thank you.
And thank you for those beautiful gifts of advice. We're not letting you go yet. We're going to take a quick break and make you share some shitty daddy stories with us.
Yes.
So we will be right back.
Sure.
I have to tell you guys about a company called Zola. I so wish I used them when I got married. It's been a hot minute since my wedding, but Zola is amazing. It is the wedding company that will do anything for love, and they are reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience to make the happiest moment in couples' lives even happier. And we all know it is so stressful to plan a wedding. We become bridezillas, some of us, not me, of course, but man, it is hard. So Zola is here to make everything easier. So join over 1 million couples who've used Zola. Zola literally takes the stress out of wedding planning with free wedding websites, the easiest wedding registry, affordable invite suites, and more. Start with a free wedding website. It's so easy, you guys, and takes just minutes to set up and customize. I just set one up with a friend who's getting married. It was so fun. I was like imagining that it was my wedding all over again. There's hundreds of beautiful wedding websites to design and choose from, with all matching invitation suites. You can add photos, you can add stories about how you met. It's just everything. And your Zola registry is on your wedding website, so guests can get wedding info and, most importantly, buy gifts in one convenient place. Zola is the most helpful wedding registry ever, and they'll make the process really fun and easy, I promise you guys. So here's how to use Zola. Build your free wedding website on Zola and get $50 towards your registry. Just go to Zola.com/mama and get started today. That's Zola.com/mama and get started today. Z-O-L-A.
You're listening to Mama Said with Jamie and Jenna.
All right, we're back. I'm going to read a listener's shitty mommy first, and then I'm going to throw it to you guys. This is from Ariel. She said, well, I'm at my final OB appointment getting my dilation checked, and I got into stirrups, undressed. All of a sudden, I remember my 7-year-old is just hanging out in the play area of the doctor's waiting room. I totally forgot that I brought her with me.
That's awesome.
That's good, man.
It's amazing.
Fantastic.
Whoops. I often forget about Daisy a lot.
Daisy!
A lot.
Little
I can't forget about Jack.
Little
He's too
days.
Loud.
Shitty Daddy!
Okay. Yeah, no, one time, someone, my youngest daughter was... when she was a baby, we were
is
like...
Is this your shitty dad?
This was a pretty shitty story, but in the similar way that, like, we were... She was really quiet. So Daisy was a lot more vocal and loud, and then Georgia was actually, as a baby, kind of super chill. Mm-hmm. She was the baby we needed after the other one.
Right. Yep.
She came along and was like, oh, yeah, that's...
we can make it work.
We can... Everybody breathe. She's so... Look at how good. Look at how quiet. And she was so quiet that we were... I think we were on vacation with my parents, our dad who's no longer with us, but he was on vacation with us, and we were at a restaurant and at the hotel, and we had brunch, and then we all came up to the room and we're like, that, you know, to get ready to like go out to the beach or go to the other thing, and we were like, oh my God, that was so nice. And then we're like, where's Georgia? We left her downstairs God. In her I was like, oh, my God. She was so quiet.
And
then she's so good. People were freaking out. And I was like, no, this is how good she is. Look at how quiet she is. Meanwhile, we fucked up bad. You left your kid downstairs.
That is so awesome.
It's insane.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's a great one.
So bad. But it was so many years ago.
Yeah, it's, man, it's so, I mean, I make so many mistakes. I can't even, like, yeah, so, like, I try not to yell or, like, be corrective to my kid when he's, like, playing sports. But, like, I'm so, it's like we have one son who's, like, between us.
Right.
Like, he's athletic. By the way, my youngest daughter, like, tremendous, like high-level gymnast. Like we travel around and go. Wow. She does it 4 days a week, 3 hours a day.
Oh,
imagine your kid doing an activity
Dedication.
3 hours a
that's
day.
That's passion.
So that's – and we – I don't want to say hate, but like we – just all the other parents who are like super into gymnastics.
Wasn't some crazy woman like in – like yelled at some kid for
yelled at some kid for not standing for the – or for not paying attention to the national anthem.
Wasn't her kid.
No. That was like just a kid at her gym and I was like – So the next time we went to that gym,
I'm gonna kneel.
This
is it.
This is amidst the whole kneel.
Black power fist
put
up.
Even though we're white, I put a black power fist up and I knelt during the national anthem at this woman's gym. I was like, I want you to come over and talk to me anyway.
I make so many mistakes. Also, like wanting to keep like to do stuff with my kids. Mm-hmm. The sports thing is one where I will always be like, hey, that was great, but also don't, like, I make the mistake of not separating a compliment with some criticism, because my thing is, like, my son is a better athlete than I was, and Randy and I just, we made ourselves the best possible athletes we could be, and we didn't have the same talent as my son, but he doesn't have someone else driving him that way. So there are times where I just revert back to the relationship that I had with Randy when we would push each other in sports, but you can't do that with your kid, because then there are times where he's like, I want mom to take me to the baseball game today. I do not want you to be there. And I'm like, I know that's my mistake. I did that. I'm pushing you like I push my brother. You're my son.
Well, it's hard when you know they could do better.
And I'm like, dude, you're so good. That's why I do it. But then I sound like every dad in like a sports movie who's like too hard on his kid. So that's something. The other thing I do with my kids all the time is like keep them out at things like way too late.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what? Let's have fun. Like,
oh, you're the fun dad.
I'm like, we can do this.
My husband's like, it's 6:30. We've got to go.
I'm like, bro, how late can we
That's
be?
That's what he did last night.
Let's do this. 6:30 last night. It's Halloween.
I had to leave with
That's
the baby.
What my husband's doing too.
And I was like, let him go a little bit longer.
It's Halloween. You gotta let him go. So my daughter and my wife and my mother-in-law went home early because my daughter was, we could feel her on, she's 6 years old.
Yeah.
It was starting to get dark. There's a lot of teenagers swarming. My son was like out. And I found him at like a party on the street. It was great. We were like friends from high school. I'm like, dude, you're at this party. What's up? I'm at this party. And we hung out and it was so fun. And then I got a text and my wife was like, are you coming home? And I'm like, yeah, we'll be home.
That's great. That's not a shitty dad.
What's our curfew?
That's a thing they'll remember.
But I pushed it I pushed it late with him, and then he was like, can I go to my friend's house and count candy? I'm like, yes. And then my wife was like, you guys got to come home.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. I'm not with him anymore. I was like out at another party. I'm like, I don't know where he is. He's his own dude. He'll get home. He's got the keys.
He can get an Uber.
So you're a cool dad.
I am not a cool
you
dad.
Both
That's
really
an
cool.
irresponsible
you are.
Dad.
No, you guys are awesome dads.
Thank you guys so much for being here. We would love to have you back because we think you've got great advice and great stories.
And we're down the road from you guys. So anything you want to know from us, we're like,
sure.
And we each have a daisy.
I love
and
it.
And you both have a daisy.
Your daisy can babysit my daisy.
Oh, shoot. That's a great idea.
Okay, good.
All right. We will leave you with a Mama Said. Remember, Mama Said, she believed she could and she almost did, but then someone asked her repeatedly for a snack until she forgot what she was doing, so she didn't.
Amazing.
Story of my life.
Yep.
See you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to Mama Said. The Lady Gang Network is produced by Will Sterling, Steve Delamater, Kirsten Woodward, and Elizabeth Bakewet. Thanks for rating and reviewing wherever you get your podcasts and tune in for new episodes every single week.
We want to thank all our sponsors for this episode of Mama Said. They are Family Album. Start making memories now. Download the free Family Album app in the App Store today.
Feels. Become a member and get 50% off your first order at feels.com/mama. Luc Belair.
Get 30% off your first order at lukebelair.com/mama. That's lukebelaire.com/mama.
Thrive Cosmetics. Zola. Build your free wedding website and get $50 towards your registry at zola.com/mama. And remember, all the info and links to these sponsors will be available in the show notes for this episode. Bye, mamas.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.